a positive warming trend. And that warming trend is what creates the strange weather and causes crops not to go as well. And particularly if you're in equatorial regions, you're getting up to heat levels that plants and humans do very poorly at. Ironically, as you go into the northern latitudes, there's actually a net benefit there. But a lot of humanity, particularly the poorest, live in the area where the heat will cause terrible problems.
But the majority of the world's energy is produced by fossil fuels.
That's right. And overwhelmingly. And if you take the forecast that's made that doesn't assume some incredible innovation, that's going to continue for the next 40 years. The very responsible forecast on the path that we're on today is that we won't be able to make a change away from that.
Unless we do what?
Well, innovation to me is the answer to most problems, including energy. And so I think of India as paradigmatic, that because they don't have electricity, they're collecting firewood that's destroying their environment. The women are breathing smoke in the children and they get respiratory diseases. It's awful for their health, even if they survive. They don't have lights at night to read. They can't keep fresh food cold so they don't get enough protein in their diet. There's every reason why India should